Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, Chris Stevens and Gayla Richmond with the Licking County Genealogical Society. How you like that, Gayla? Got it right.
Got
on the
it.
First one.
Very good.
That's mostly multisyllabic at its finest.
Mostly sunny skies today. High right around 80. Clear tonight and sunny for your Thursday as well. Hey, don't forget, later this hour, we'll be giving away tickets to Van Buren Acres, a family four-pack. If you're looking for something fun to do with the family and enjoy this fall weather, nothing better than Van Buren. So keep tuned here. We will be giving away tickets when we take our break for Van Buren Acres.
Pro tip, go to the jumping pillows first.
You know what? My little brother did all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you this.
Uh-huh.
Don't get in that big tube that you spin. You kind of walk and you spin it.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're old and overweight like I am, when you fall, it hurts.
Yes.
It hurts.
Well,
and he just stood there and looked at me.
Well, that's why the jumping pillows are fun, because guys like you and me are on the jumping side and the throwing side is for the little people. But the laughter that comes out of that is brilliant.
No problem with it. Now, are you two fall folks? I mean, do you, Gayla,
yes.
Do you enjoy the
yes.
fall? Do you
absolutely.
Get out to
especially Halloween? Absolutely.
Oh, Gayla,
oh, yeah.
No, not
yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. Yeah,
come
like
on.
Halloween.
Well, she scared people professionally, so why not?
Why not? Why not do it that way, too? Chris, are you fall person?
I absolutely am. I was decorated in September.
You're kidding
for
me.
For fall, yeah. Mm.
You start
loved
that
it.
Early?
Well, I had a cousin reunion. And that's why I do genealogy.
Let me see.
So how a cousin reunion, how many well, people came to that?
Well, it's just that they're all over the place. So, you know, when I moved back to Newark, I said, you know, our cousins said, yay, and let's start doing things. We started having game night, and then we started having some reunions. But it was with just the cousins, not our parents. But then we found that we were just talking about our aches and pains and the health bills and things like that because of our age.
Talking about aches and pains and medical bills.
Mm-hmm. And we start off with a jumping pillow. Somehow, this is not cohesive today.
Gayla, give us a little rundown on the society, how this all got started, how you got involved in this.
I got involved probably 15 years ago, just because I was getting ready to retire, so I wanted something to do. And I had been doing it on my own with my family to figure out who was who and where my father's father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather was and what was going on, et cetera. So I started with the society. It's been around for 53 years and since 1972. And they've done lots of things with everything they've done over the years, the things they've collected. At one point, the courthouse threw out a whole lot of the court records that they have, and somebody called them and told them they were in a dumpster and they went and got them. And if they hadn't have went and got them, they would not be around now. And so they've put together marriage records and death records and obituaries. We have over 300,000 obituaries in our collection that
on
if you're
index
looking
cards.
For. Yeah, if you're looking for an obituary on somebody, we've probably got it. And if not, we'll find it somewhere. So we have lots of stuff on Licking County people.
And there's a fount of information. I mean, obituaries are usually chock full of survived by and preceded by and all that kind of stuff. And that really helps you draw up those family trees.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, Chris, how'd you get involved?
Kind of COVID. I was I was interested a little bit in the history, and I bought the Ancestry.com. And spent 2 years on the computer doing that because I had just retired. And I'm like, I retire and COVID hits and I'm stuck at home. So I bought the Ancestry and I just started connecting the trees, more trees. And I mean, I was finding people over and I've got somebody on the Mayflower and I've got an American Patriot. And the thing is, you start with yourself. And then just keep building that tree. And even what I did with my cousins was I looked to where all of my family just in Newark lived, you know. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I had a great aunt who lived in that house right there. If you'd look at the census records, you can really find out about your family.
Hmm. So when you started down, to me, that's a rabbit hole. And in my mind, you did it at the right time if you're doing it during COVID because
what are you going to do?
What else is there to do?
But I mean, is it something that you can do quickly? I mean,
you can get started on it rather quickly because you know your first three generations. But then after that, it takes time. And you don't want to assume that the first name you saw, the first Tom Jones, is yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to start looking at the records and comparing birth dates and see what's coming close.
How far back did you go? I mean, to the Mayflower, that's pretty good.
Mike, well, thank you, Cousin Carrie, for helping me with that. but it's just, it can be addicting, and I truly, truly love it.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, had you heard of the Society?
Well, I moved back to Newark. Newark was my hometown. I was living over in the Worthington area, and I came back, and I thought, okay, I need to get back into the Newark Society type, like, what am I going to do? I've been gone for 30 years. And I started going to the library here at the Society. We're on the top floor of the Licking County Library.
Really? Because she got all serious there, didn't she?
And what time do you meet?
Friday, open 11 to 4, Monday through Thursday, and by appointment.
Okay.
So I went there, and I was doing my own research. I was there so much, they said, do you want to just volunteer?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. Not the first time.
We can't get rid of her. Give her a job, will you please?
We try to do that with anybody that comes in that really is hooked on this stuff.
Yeah.
Try to get in because we need volunteers all the time because we're always trying to do more things and get more data and things. But we have records from not just Licking County. We have records from a lot of the other Ohio counties, and we have records from a lot of the other states, especially around us, because we all came from somewhere. We didn't come from Ohio. We came from Pennsylvania by way of Virginia, by way of England or France or wherever you came from, or you're Native American, at least what your parents told you you're Native American, doesn't mean you really are. So when you start getting into it and start looking at it and then start proving, as she said, who is Tom Jones? Is that Tom Jones really my grandfather or is somebody else? And am I really Native American? And mm-hmm. Whole bunch of people aren't, but whatever. But
we've had a guy from England contact us looking, trying to track down a military person mm-hmm. that he knew they were in Ohio, but where he was injured, where was he, you know. So you then that takes us back to our military records, and we have over 7,500 veterans information sheets for it. If they cross through, lived in Licking County, that type of thing. We have a whole wall of that. We have a whole wall of state books, no matter what state. We don't just have Licking County. Okay, so every state, and then when it comes to Licking County, or when it comes to Ohio, we have every county represented in our library. So we have a whole lot that people can use to dig, and we offer our research.
Okay. That just, I mean, I'm just listening to you talk. I mean, just about the volumes, and it seems daunting. So like you say, you know your first three generations back. So, I mean, give me a pro tip. If I'm just starting out, maybe I want to dip my toe in the water just to see if maybe this is something I might be interested to do.
Stay in your lane.
Okay.
Stay in. Start, you know, most important, it's parent, child to get all the way back. Okay. And then you can branch out into cousins and aunts and uncles because they all had brothers and sisters.
Right.
And so, but
you
stay in
go
your
back
lane.
To the roots.
Yeah.
And if you want to feather it out, feather it out from there.
And sometimes feathering it out gets you to the parents. Sometimes you'll find out there's a great, great uncle, but you can't get the parent name. That's where those obituaries come into play.
Mm.
You pull an obituary, and like you said, you know, oh, it says his parents' name. Oh, now I've got a name to go on. A lot of times the names are similar, so you have to get something that differentiates to get it back, you know, one way or the other. But
so is it, I mean, more of a geography thing? Like, I know my family, or I think I know my family's, like you said, from Pennsylvania by way of Virginia, mm-hmm. so then you can search that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And like I said, if the obituary says, there's a brother still alive in Illinois, oh, I didn't know anybody was in Illinois. Let me go chase that down and see what I can find. And we use online things too, but we have a lot of research in the library that you can do before you even go online. And we can help you online because we have Ancestry in the library. We have Fold 3. We have Family Search. And all of those are online databases that we pay. We keep, we pay to have those databases in our library that's full. So we can give you access. If you can't afford the access, we can give you access to what's in our library and get it started.
I did not know that. Yeah. So Dave Doney can call you up and just say, all right, let's start this process. I mean, I've gotten so far, and then just start feeding you that information?
You can do that, but mostly we want you to come in and do it.
Okay.
We do research for people. We do have a small fee to do research for people, and we'll do everything that we have in the library that we can find anything. Like if, say, you're missing your third great-grandfather, well, that gets back into the 1800s. Back then, they wrote books on people in a town. The movers and shakers, that was everybody in the town. Mm-hmm. Who was the merchant? Who was the whatever, you know? And we can look, and sometimes they'll have write-ups on them. Sometimes we have pictures. And who would have thought you could have had a picture on your third great-grandfather?
Right. Mm.
We'll find that. Or we have, as she was talking about, things we have in our library and the veterans, we also have 950 books of family trees that people have given to us that are 2 to 3 inches, sometimes 6 inches in width in a notebook. So there's lots and lots of stuff in there. Maybe it's not all right. Maybe it is right. Maybe it gives you a hint. I don't know how many times we've had people in there, and we'll be maybe back in the back room working on something, and we'll hear somebody go, oh my, oh my, here it is, oh my.
Like the Antiques Roadshow
exactly.
for genealogy.
Exactly. Or Finding Your Roots TV show.
Yeah.
And they'll say, I didn't know that, you know, or whatever. Or you've heard that, you know, you have a strange last name. Like my mother's last name was Bebout, and they lived in Glenford, Bowling Green Township, down that way. And I said, well, what about the Bebouts that are up in St. Louisville? Oh, there are no connection. Yes, they are.
I've experienced that, too.
You just have to go back 2 great-grandfathers and then they're brothers.
Yeah.
You know, they all came from Pennsylvania. And I know where they were from in Pennsylvania. And I went to Pennsylvania to see where they were and the records they had over there. Found a birth certificate that I didn't have because I went to their library and got it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like
now,
that.
I'll say that the why I came up with the expo that we're going to have on Saturday from 1 to 2:30 on Saturday.
And where will that be at?
At the Chris? Licking County Library at 101 West Main Street, Newark,
nice.
Ohio.
Very nice.
Okay.
On the first
and
floor lobby.
The reason that we came up with it is because I said people need to know where to go. Besides us, they need to know that there's the records and archive building. We share information with our historical minded, interested people, businesses, the historical society. So it's like people when you first start, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who has my information? And so like on Saturday, we even have somebody coming from Fairfield County, Muskingum County, the Colonial Dames, Haddock Chapter of the DAR, and we have someone coming from the Patapsco Area Historical Society. So, I mean, it's we hope people will come and at least experience it because it's very exciting, and we're going to be giving away a drawing for Family Tree Magazine and one membership to our society.
Nice.
So
you had me at Colonial Dames.
I wasn't even about to go.
I mean, when you talk about history though.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean most people, but there's probably, you know, family lore, we're connected here, we're connected there, whatever.
Yes.
So when you talk about the colonial period, I mean, there's periods in American history that are focal points, colonial period, you know, Civil War, you know, World War II, Depression and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
It seems like if you can get back to that kind of, you know, storytelling and then it goes back even further, it almost feels like the hook sets itself.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, you just like you're now into history, real history.
Right.
Kind of like it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
And let me get back and find another piece to that puzzle.
Yeah.
Or I found this part. And then you got to realize, you know, you have 2 grandparents on each side of 2 for your dad, 2 for your mom, because that's their parents. Well, each of those have 2. It doesn't take much to where you have 8 grandparents real fast and to find 8 things. Keep trailing back. I've got mine back in one of my surnames, as we call them, the last name, 9 generations.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people in between there.
Right.
And then
right.
you find out, oh, wait a minute. Something pops up and what famous person are you related to? And you start looking at people that name somebody George Washington Smith.
Yes.
Well, there was a reason for that, maybe.
Right.
Maybe it was during George Washington's time, or maybe you were related to him.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're related to some singer or presidents, because I've got several presidents of mine. I'm going, no, yeah, I can prove it. And it's kind of like, wow, just things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But the family stories people tell, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but start to prove that that's really what went on.
Mm-hmm. You may find some things you're not going to be happy about, though.
You will find that, too. You will find that, too.
That might be more fun, to be honest.
When you find your first murderer or murder, you kind of go, uh-oh.
Yeah. And call my brother up and go, all that stuff mom's been telling us all these years, boy, is that bunk. Don't go into that anymore.
Right.
We're going to take a break, but right now, get to your phone, 740-522-8395. Be the seventh caller. We're giving away a family four-pack of tickets to Van Buren Acres. Kids, old, it doesn't matter. Get out there. Have a great time. It's a great way to spend an afternoon with the family. They got so much going on. You can get your pumpkins. They got the corn maze.
You know, they got last pumpkins year. Like $1.50.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
I mean, it really is.
And they're not just your little, you know, gourd pumpkins.
Right.
Good,
I mean, they got
pumpkins.
Big ones, too. I mean, you know, the big jack-o'-lantern pumpkins. But, I mean, $1.50 for a pumpkin, that seems pretty reasonable.
I got no problem with that whatsoever, because both know you and I are cheap because we work in radio. So we need to have the cheapest thing out there. And, of course, the most popular thing out there, the pig races. Go check those out. That's at Van Buren Acres. Fourth caller, 740-522-8395 will win the family four-pack. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, Chris Stevens and Gayla Richmond with the Licking County Genealogical Society. Happy to have them here talking about their big expo coming up this weekend. Mostly sunny skies today. High right around 80. Clear tonight and sunny for Thursday as well. All right, Chris, you talked a little bit about it before the break. You've got the Family Expo coming up on Saturday. And you've got this cool thing here for the kids if they want to come out and get involved. How important is it that, you know, families come out to something like this to show the kids how exciting this can be to say, all right, look, here was grandpa, here was grandma, here was great-grandma, great-grandpa.
Right, right. Yeah. Schools, you know, with how they're how they decide what they're going to teach, and not sure that that's part of the history that they teach. And but it, because it is Family History Month, that's it takes the family, and the little ones will get into it. Teenagers, not so much, you know. But it, I will say that with the volunteers that we need, if you have kids in school and you're looking for something to do while they're in school, come and spend a couple of hours with us.
Mm-hmm.
And because we really need the volunteers, because this is a lot of work. And but get the kids into it. Find something on their level that they can. So like at last Saturday's craft show at the Canal Market, we had blank trees and colored leaves for fall. And then they could glue on their leaves on their family tree and take it home. And then talk to the kids about, okay, here's, you know, here's what I know about great-grandma, or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that came long before us, we are currently relying on what they had at the time. and what they pass down. And now we need to keep creating all of that information for the next generation and so forth that's coming after us.
But it seems to me that the timing is really good now because, farmers markets are huge now because people want to know where their food comes from.
Right.
There is this quest, it seems, this thirst for knowledge about where things are sourced. And what's more important than your own sourcing? Where are my roots? Where did I come from? And those, 23andMe's and all those, sites that popped up.
Right.
I imagine it's, I'm not saying it's easier, but it's got to be a great time to be in this kind of work.
It is. It is. It's fun because the records, there's so many more records available that weren't, you had to go to a courthouse and look things up, or you had to go to another library like ours and sit there and research. Well, you can still do that because we still have a lot of material that's not on Ancestry, but then you've got Ancestry to get you started. And they've gone in and copied things from courthouse records and put it out there so you have it. Yes, there's a cost to it, but it costs a whole lot more to drive to a courthouse in Washington, PA, or Philadelphia and look something up and stay in a hotel and try to figure it out. So there's a lot there that can go with it. But and then we haven't touched on this, nor do we want to touch on this, but there is something called DNA. When you just brought up 23andMe and Ancestry, there is DNA to do too, and we can help you with it. No, please do not come in and with a DNA sample and then say, please tell me who my mother is or my father is. We're not going to know.
This isn't the Maury Povich show, is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
You are the father.
Exactly.
Is that what you're telling me?
And it has happened several times, okay? It has happened several times, and it's like, and you have to really tread very lightly because they're very serious,
you know?
And it's like,
yes.
I can do this, and we can show you how to figure it out using the 23andMe and Ancestry, how to take those results. But it is something. But then there's so much else that goes with it once you do find them. Well, where were they? And how do I know what they were doing back then? What was their job? And where, like she said, where did they live? Well, they lived here. Well, who were they? Were they part of Newark's movers and shakers back then? Or the citizens of Newark? Or, oh, their last name was Swisher? Oh, there's something called a cigar company, and they were part of that, but the main family moved to Florida, but my uncle part of it stayed here, didn't know that, things like that. You don't think you know everything, maybe, but you don't. So, it's just, like she said, it'll get you hooked, and when you're hooked, get your kid hooked, because they can figure out and go further than what you're going.
And they're probably more adept at handling the computers.
Oh, probably.
And all that stuff.
Probably.
Now, to go back to volunteers, take me through if I wanted to volunteer. Is it, okay, here's the hours. It could be anything you need to help with. You just go down to the library?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can, and like she said, we're open Monday through Thursday, and you could work whatever day you want to work. You can come in whatever hours you want to work. If you want to just do, we have somebody comes in on Wednesday for 2 hours, and they file the obituary cards because we take the information out of the newspaper and out of all the funeral homes now because the newspaper isn't publishing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she files them in our file box for 2 hours. Hours. Mm. But she sits there and chit-chats with everybody else, or you can be somebody comes in, and if somebody comes in to use our library, you can help them look up stuff, bring books to them, show them what's going on, or you can work with us in the back that are constantly making new lists of things that we have found or getting things loaded up onto our website, or she handles our Facebook page. And so we do that kind of work. It's just, there's always something, and you can do something different every time, but it's the social aspect. We were talking earlier about social. It's a social aspect about talking to all of us. And most of us have a schedule that we just, like, I'm there Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 4, period. Mm-hmm. But that's I'm retired, so that's kind of like what I do.
Yeah.
But there's so many things to do, from typing, if you want to type, or filing, but also putting books back or looking, or doing research. Somebody will write in and say, I need you to research. I live in Washington State, and my family's from Licking County. Can you get me anything on Henry Duvall? Sure. So we start researching, and then we talk each other. Did you check here? No. Oh, there it was. And things like that. So, and that's how we make our money as a society, too, is like that, because we have bills just like any other group, come up with.
Supplies. Supplies and for the copier. And we have a scanner now that we can digitize something if you want to bring it in.
Yep.
And we will have that on display this Saturday at the expo. Nice.
And what time is that expo?
That is from 1 to 2:30 on Saturday, October 4th.
And where is it at, Chris?
It's at the Licking County Library, right off of the lobby, at 101 West Main Street.
Downtown Library.
Brilliant.
All right, before you get out of here, I got to ask, and you said the Mayflower, who is the most interesting person you found?
My own relative.
And who was?
And that would be the elder minister, William Brewster.
Okay.
Was mine, yes. I mean, and I choose to just pick one. Some people will go, oh, I want more. I want to prove more, but I'm just happy with my one.
What about that was?
Because there's so much more out there that I don't know that I can go off researching something else in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like diversifying.
Yeah. Was this the person on the Mayflower?
I mean,
the person that you said you found,
I go to the Mayflower, they have two meetings a year, and then you can go to conferences or workshops, and the same with the DAR, you can join them if you want to know who your patriot is.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just all kinds of, we have our own lineages. So if you know that you had a Civil War person in Licking County, you can join the Lineage Society here. Hmm. Or
if you were a first family here in any time, 1832 and beyond or before, you can join another society that we have called a Lineage Society, which is first families. And then we have another one for pioneer families if they were here in 1831, I think, 1830, I'm not in charge of that. So. Somebody else is, so I don't know exactly the year. But yeah, it's like belonging to things.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, belonging.
Anybody special in celebrity-wise in your family gala that you found?
I have somebody on the Mayflower, too, but I have gotten to it, but I haven't pursued it because I feel like I need to finish the other people below that before I just worry about that one point, but I get to it. I'm still trying to look for the Revolutionary War soldier. I know it's there, but it's the direct line to there that's difficult. But
because it has to be parent-child.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Something tells me you will get to the bottom of that. I don't know why.
Because if you like mysteries and if you like puzzles, it's the best there is.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It's out there.
All right, one more time. Give me the time, date, and where it's taking place, your big expo.
The Licking County Genealogical Society's expo will be 1 to 2:30 on this coming Saturday, October 4th, at the Licking County Library in downtown Newark at 101 West Main Street, right off the lobby. So there are no steps to be involved. So if you you don't have to worry about that, bring your children, get them interested. And I'd want to say one thing about our binders. Just because we have a surname binder, that means there are maiden names. There are other family names. That one binder could have hundreds of other names that you need to look through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if folks have their own stuff that they've started, just bring it down and
help them
with it. Yeah,
sure. We'll help them with it. And if they would like to please donate a copy of theirs, we would take it. That's how we got those 950 binders.
There you go.
We will take their information. Then other people coming in can hook onto it and research with it and go further.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, it should be a lot of fun if you get a chance. Again, that's a Saturday. Licking County Genealogical Society is having their expo at the Licking County Library. Well, I appreciate the both of you coming in. Chris, Gayla, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it really has to learn about what you guys are doing and how folks can get involved. Again, if you want volunteer, if you're looking for something like that, get a hold of them and go down there and help them out. Be sure to join us on Friday's Talk of the Town. We'll be joined by Deb Dingus with the United Way of Licking County. Again, that's this Friday on Talk of the Town.